Yes?
This is Jackie Overby. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Is Clayton's gone on vacation, right?
Yes, he, okay. Well, yes, he's leaving tonight.
Tonight, is he okay? I know his cell phone number. I mean, it's been disconnected. I'm sure it's all due to this mess.
Right.
Do you know he come and seen me Monday, right?
Yes, he told me. Well, let's see. I didn't know what day it was, but he told me.
I think it was Monday, yeah.
I can't remember. It's this day and these weeks have just all been jumbled together.
It is jungled together, isn't it? So is everybody on board with what he talked to me about with the dog?
Well, I don't know what he talked to you about.
Okay.
He said that he talked. Let me do this.
Okay.
You ask me a question, and if I can answer that, I will tell you.
That
yes
sounds great. He told me that they're going to put the dog back in the pound today, and that if it goes missing, it just goes missing.
Okay.
And that was my clue that it just needs to be gone. And he said that he talked with you and you okayed that.
We were okay with that.
Okay. All right. The only thing I have a problem with is I don't want to break an entering and I don't want to tear anything up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me just say that did not happen.
Okay.
It's not happening.
Okay.
We were advised.
Okay.
That not to take it out to the shelter.
Okay.
We are this will be coming out.
Okay.
We're making calls. This is between us right now, but we are making calls to find the cheapest place, the cheapest veterinarian clinic to keep it.
To keep him. Good deal.
And
I'm glad.
Wherever that will be, and this is based on that girl from the Department of Agriculture. She made this recommendation.
Okay.
She said, I would recommend you take it to a licensed person and let them have custody of him and keep him until this thing is settled.
It's settled. When do you think it's going to be settled? When do you think it's going to be
done? I was under the impression that this is going to get out of the... This is going to be done next Thursday. But I got told that it may be... Two more months or 6 months from now. And I said, come on, please.
It's got to be
done. But I don't know.
It's got to be done. Yeah. Is he going to, of course, the dog can't be adopted out or nothing until all this is over, right?
Until this is all over with. That is correct. That is correct.
Do you ever regret the decision of having that meeting? the first meeting?
In all fairness, I cannot ever regret that. I really can't, for the simple fact, based on our ordinances. The only thing is, I regret that it ever went to the judicial system.
I did too. I do too.
Because when that happened, that took me completely out of the picture when it went to the court.
Okay.
If they could have come to me, and then they could have had the conversation that they have had with the people, the little girl's family, the woman family, they could have had that conversation and everything else.
Yeah,
and there could have been some things worked out.
The little girl's family doesn't want it put down except for grandma and grandpa, you know.
Well,
Well,
and you know that night up there at the meeting, that was the only person that was screaming a bloody murder anyway, but still, based on the fact.
I'm just not real happy with Cam C. I think he should have let you read what you had, and not letting the alderman speak. And I know that's his job to do that as a city attorney.
Well, if as city attorney and with your attorney, their attorney being there, that kind of made things, put a damper on everything because whatever somebody would have asked, somebody would have said, that guy's going to turn it around. And so anyway.
Sure. When Clayton up here, I just, it made me a little nervous, and I really don't want to do that. You know, I want it done and over, and the dog moves someplace else, I don't want to see him euthanized. Of course I don't. But, and you know, Gary, I don't know, but when he was up at the fire station, did you know that he played with Brad's daughter every night? Did you know that?
That he played with Brad's daughter?
Brad's daughter played with him every night.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'm thinking,
to be honest with you, yeah, how odd is that?
I'm thinking, how vicious can this dog be, you know? How vicious can this dog be? So, anyway, it's just got way out of hand. But anyway, I appreciate you taking my call. And
Hey, listen, I'll talk to you anytime. But one other thing. I don't know. Now, we're going to check with the veterinarians here in town, which is Smith and Toon.
Right.
And then they told Jared to check over at Rolla as well, see what one of them would charge.
Right.
So,
and he would
anyway,
be safe and he
whatever
would be
the chief, yes.
I totally
and
agree.
You could, once you find out which place it's at, you can go visit him. And
that would be great.
That's what it's all for.
It is, Gary. And you know what's sad? I honestly can tell you, I have a biting dog at home. And we've had her since she was under 2 pounds. And she bit when she was little, you know. And I still can't find the deal to put her down. She's bit all of us. But still, she can be the sweetest dog you ever seen. So,
right.
You know, it's just, but I appreciate you talking to me. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.